K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hello?
Who's this?
Hey, this is Marco. How you
Marco.
Guys doing?
Marco! How you doing, Marco?
I'm doing all right. I was just calling in about the second date thing.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I went on this date. Well, I work in Springfield at a bank, and this girl, Tanya, I met her through the bank, and then she moved away a couple months ago. And I had asked her out a couple times, like, more than a couple, but she finally said yes. Yeah, and well, it was great. We went to Roosters on Bechtel Ave, and great diner, great place. And we watched the UK game. We're both big fans, and we were there for like 3 hours.
Wow.
And yeah, it was a great date. And then, you know, we went back to my place and we watched part of another game. But she left after like 10 minutes of being at my place, and she acted kind of scared. I don't know, but she won't call me back now.
Was your place dirty, Marco?
You're not clean, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's any worse than anybody else. I mean, I'm a guy. I'm a single guy. Come on.
Okay.
You know.
Well, Tanya, huh?
Yeah, Tanya. She's amazing. She's gorgeous, funny. I mean, I just, you know, I wish she would call me back.
Let's help him, Fry.
All right, we can do that, but what we're going to do is we're going to stick you on a hold, Marco. We'll grab Tanya's number from you off the air. We'll call her. Now, if she picks up the phone, we'll have her on in about 8 to 10 minutes and find out what she's got to say about you, buddy.
All right, great.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Marco, what did she get another job, or what's she doing up in Urbana?
Yeah, she got moved to another branch of the bank over in Urbana.
Yeah, I used to do the bank thing.
Urbana.
Urbana.
Yeah, I mean, at least she moved to another bank, so now we can go out, you know.
All true.
Inside the bank.
Yeah, that'd be awkward.
Hold on, here we go. We got the phone ringing.
Hello, is this Tanya?
Yes.
Tanya, hi, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM.
Hello.
Oh, you sound
hi,
sweet.
Hi, Tanya.
We didn't wake you up, did we?
No.
Doing good?
Yeah, I'm okay. How are you guys?
Good.
We're doing great. Well, we have a question for you. You got just a second to talk with us?
Okay.
Well, Tanya, we got introduced to somebody that wants to find out a little more about what happened to you. We got to talk with Marco.
I know Marco.
Marco, yeah, he said you guys went out, watched a game, had a good time up there at Roosters in Springfield, went back to his house, but he said you seemed freaked out, like you got almost scared or something and only stayed around for 10 minutes, and he's been trying to reach you. He wants to go back out again.
He seems real nice on the phone, Tanya, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he seemed nice to me, too. I was honestly surprised he even asked me out. Like, I did not know him very well. We worked at the same bank, but we usually worked on different days, and I was honestly surprised he even asked me out. I knew nothing about him, but as soon as I moved banks, like, he was on the phone and calling me and asking. He must have asked me out 40 times. I'm not even kidding.
He said there was a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, so I kind of felt like I had nothing to lose. So, yeah, I went to dinner with him. We watched the UK game, and, I mean, it was an okay dinner. So I went back to his place, but, like, it was the weirdest thing. I literally got to his place, and there were fist-sized holes all over the walls.
What?
He had been punching the wall, and I mean, not just, like, a couple holes. They were everywhere, and there was broken glass.
What?
And
what's wrong with Tanya? Seriously?
Hey, Tanya.
Yeah.
You know who that is?
Is that Marco?
Yeah.
He was just making such a stink about the holes in the wall. It's nothing.
No, but I was honestly just like scared. Okay, no, get this.
What
I went into the bathroom. I go into the bathroom, and all of a sudden he starts screaming at his roommate, and
well,
I hear glass shatter.
You don't know Kyle, and you shouldn't be. You're eavesdropping on an argument between me and my roommate.
Wouldn't you be freaked? I got out as soon as that happened. I was so freaked out.
Tanya, there's nothing wrong with a couple holes in the wall. It's fun. I mean,
it's fun.
Have you ever punched a hole in the wall? It's not that bad. It's pretty awesome.
No.
Well, you should. Seriously, you're an idiot. Don't talk about my house like it's the worst thing you've ever seen. It's not bad at all.
I don't know. If he punches walls, girl, I'd be kind of scared. He might, you know.
That's not very decorative, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nancy, I don't care what the rest of the world thinks. I think punching walls is a totally normal thing in our household. My roommate and I do it all the time.
They have gyms for that.
Yeah, they make punching bags, you know.
Yeah. The house is our punching bag. I mean, I don't understand what's so wrong with that.
That's not okay. Like, I think you need to seek out help or therapy or something. Like, there's something wrong with that. And I'm sorry.
I need to seek help. You need to seek help because you won't even call me back. Seriously, you think I'm crazy? You're crazy for not even talking to me after our date. It was a great date, and I'm a great guy, and you know that. And you're just an idiot for not even calling me back. Seriously, Tanya, I don't even care. I mean, I punch holes in the wall because it's fun and it's awesome. That's fine because that's what I do, and you shouldn't. You're really me off with this.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Now thing. I mean, just stay in Urbana. I don't even care. I thought we were going to go someplace with this relationship, but apparently I'm the only adult here.
I'm sorry. I'm not interested in seeing you again, and I'm definitely not interested in
Tanya, seriously.
Fry.
We're done.
Marco.
This isn't what this is about, man.
So,
I went ahead and disconnected.
You hung
he's
up
gone.
On him?
Yeah.
Tanya,
yeah,
you gone. Okay?
That's some serious rage.
So sorry. I mean, you were so right to get out of there.
He's really scary. I really just don't want to see that guy anymore.
Yeah, well, that's not how these are supposed to work. We didn't have any of that. So
we're sorry that if we upset you, and let's give her the limo and the dinner and
sure,
stuff.
You can
you
go
know?
Out and take some girlfriends
yes.
out or whatever you want to do.
Do that.
We'll send you out to eat with the limo.
Thanks for talking to us, hon, and we're sorry about that. There's some nice guys out there, believe me.
Yeah, I hope so. I'll find one.